It has been observed that most pedestrians have ignored footbridges constructed on some highways at the expense of safety. The attitude has become a matter of worry and concern to many who believe lives could be saved if the trend is changed. Radio Ghana finds out from the police what they are doing to stop deviants from crossing the roads anyhow. DSP Freeman Tete of the Public Affairs Directorate said the footbridges have been designed and constructed to ensure road safety. It is therefore an offence liable for prosecution not to use such footbridges. He advised the public to use the footbridges to reduce fatalities on the roads. Drivers have also been reminded to respect zebra crossings to save precious lives. DSP Tete spoke to George Ankra.
In the construction industry, footbridges are made because we have two types of road users. We have the pedestrians and the motorists. So at the end of the day, the main road are for the motorists. Pedestrians have designated places to cross, sometimes through by way of zebra crossing or footbridges, and sometimes they use the alley. So different depending on direction of the pedestrian or what the pedestrian wants. So you don't compete with motorists because of the danger involved. That is why there are places designated pedestrian usage. It's very, very important that motorists take note of this. Pedestrians also take note of this.
In recent times, it's been observed that we have not been using the footbridge the way we're supposed to. And people just cross the road, motorbikes hit them, vehicles also knock them down. Meanwhile, they are supposed to be special assets. What has the police been doing about that recently?
Yes, in enforcing the motor traffic laws, we take into consideration the safety of motorists and the safety of pedestrians as well. So it's about public education, which we've been doing in conjunction with the National Road Safety Commission and other stakeholders in the road and safety industry. But aside of that, there is a penalty because if you, as a pedestrian, you decided that you are not going to respect the rules and regulations concerning road usage, the law will definitely take you on. That is why it's rare, though, for pedestrians to be taken to court for prosecution. Because most often it's the motorist or the driver. But at the end of the day, there are also provisions in the law that secure the safety of pedestrians and as well as enjoining pedestrians to respect those provisions. So if you fall out or if you fail to respect or obey those provisions, the law will definitely take care of. But first of all, what we emphasize on is that pedestrians must cross at the appropriate designated places. The footbridges is one, because if it is a highway, for example, the NY highway, there are footbridges and pedestrians are supposed to use, instead of trying to use the main cross through the main road, because it's very risky. And you know the fatality rates are very high. For example, if this road with the NY highway, almost every day you find one or two pedestrians perishing on this road. So it's a matter of great concern for stakeholders in the road industry. And as a police officers, we have mapped out strategies to make sure that we force people or keep people into line. So at the end of the day, people must be brought to book, and also intensive public education. And also appealing to their conscience, because we must all be responsible for our life. So you do most of those things at your own risk.
Mr. Tete, are you saying that it is an offense for any Ghanaian to refuse to use the footbridge? And if you are caught, you are liable for prosecution?
Surely, you are enjoined to use that footbridge. Even though we are always silent on that aspect of the law, we are talking about protecting life. So we are entreating everybody to go by that provision in the traffic. So it's actually an offense. You need to go at designated places. Pedestrian crossing, footbridges, and the zebra crossing is very, very important.
But are you aware that drivers also don't respect the zebra and pedestrian crossing?
They also have a responsibility to respect the zebra and other pedestrian crossing. So if they fail in that drive or in that direction, they will be infringing on that particular provision in the law.
What has the police been doing recently around the footbridges? Are you now protecting the footbridges and ensuring that pedestrians use it?
Yes, we have. But sometimes where they cross is far from the footbridges. That is the difficulty we've been facing as a police officer. Those that cross closer to the footbridges are people that we keep our eyes on. That is why. But there are certain places, people who cross far away from the footbridges. That is our difficulty. You know, we cannot spread police officers all over. So that is why we've limited our activities to the footbridges. Because right under the footbridge, you find somebody crossing. So we make sure that we restrain those people from crossing. We will continue to do public education. We will continue to appeal to their conscience. and we will continue to tell them that life is very, very important. It's very, very key, so that at the end of the day, you are the first person, you have a responsibility to protect your life.